I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jim Hayes said he would come on the show, but only if we played that as his walk-up music.
Oh, gosh.
Hi, Jim.
Was that the Carpenters? That's the last group that I put on my phone.
Yes, that's Karen Carpenter.
Yeah. Lizzo, come on, Jim.
Oh, how are you? Are you doing okay? The Cardinals season is over, and that was as great as it is to say that we were in the NLCS this year. It's kind of a rough way to end the season. What are your thoughts on the season as a whole, not necessarily just the last four games?
Well, I mean, we ran into some really, really good pitching, but I will say that on again, off again, feast or famine offense that had been a concern, I think, did come back to bite them. And I got the sense, watching the Nats pitching staff, that they were throwing strikes. I mean, there wasn't a ton of chasing. I mean, just they were guys with control who were like, we're gonna hit the corners and we're gonna throw pitches that you might have a chance to hit, but we're coming after you. And I think that's the way they went about it. And sadly, the Cardinals couldn't get enough offense generated. I do give them a little credit, because that, 7-0 hold to start the game seemed like the wheels were totally going to come off. But by the end of the game, the Cardinals did have a chance. Carpenter's up with the bases loaded, and you're thinking this would be very, very Cardinal if something could happen here. But it didn't. So I give them credit for getting as far as they did. I know a lot of people didn't think they were good enough to get into the playoffs, let alone be one of the final four teams. But I think you take some pride in the fact that they are one of the last four teams in Major League Baseball standing.
Yeah, I think it is something that if you would have been told at the All-Star break you were going to be in the NLCS, you'd be pretty excited about that proposition. Going forward into the offseason, are there any obvious departures? Are there any glaring holes that you see that the Cardinals organization is going to go out and try to immediately fill?
I wouldn't say that they're glaring holes. I do think that they have to decide what direction they want to go. Ozuna's like the big question mark. Will he be back? He says he wants to come back. Just my sense is that, when the Cardinals are eager to keep a guy, they'll work ahead of the curve. And they did not do any of that. So, that remains to be seen. What they want to do with Waino, I think right now, maybe give another similar one-year deal. Carlos Martinez, I'm pretty sure, will be back in the starting rotation if he's not traded. But, they have a guy in Matt Carpenter who they owe a lot of money to, who's coming off a rough year. You have to figure out what you think he's going to be. Dexter Fowler, to his credit, had a good comeback year, but still not to where the Cardinals envisioned it when they gave him that kind of money. And they have to figure out what they think he's going to be going forward. So there's a lot of decisions. And, Jordan Hicks, even if he does come back from Tommy John, it won't be, at the start of the season. So they'll probably, especially if Carlos is in the starting rotation, which I think he's best suited for him, which he said even while closing games that he's a starter and he wants to eventually start again, you're going to have to do something with the bullpen, which for the most part, you have some good options there. And the bullpen, I thought, did very well for the bulk of the season. But you got to probably figure about adding a piece or two there as well.
Let's talk about Adam Wainwright, because he basically seemed like he came back to prove something to himself, and he proved it in a pretty big way. His contract was heavily incentive driven, and he did everything he could with all of those opportunities. Do you get the sense, have you ever gotten the sense along the year in your conversations with Adam Wainwright that he's maybe thinking about being done?
Not while he was pitching well. Before he found his groove and was like a legitimate starter again, I felt like he was looking for excuses as to what could go right, what could happen to get him back to where he wanted to be. But all the credit in the world to him, he became a bona fide starter and had some really, really good starts. And after that, I mean, he was asked back in St. Louis if he thought that was his last game that he was going to pitch at Busch Stadium, and He said, I never thought of that. That doesn't mean that, you know, he can't get together with his family and decide he wants to be home. But my thought was, if he believes he can pitch the way we saw him pitch this year, if he can be close to Adam Wainwright, then he's a competitor. He wants to pitch.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to another year opportunity like he had this year. It was fun to watch. We're speaking with Jim Hayes, Fox Sports Midwest reporter. Talk to me a little bit about Yadi. I mean, for him to do what he does, the taxing role of being a starting catcher, and to play as much as as many games as he takes on at his age, any reason to think that he's slowing down anytime soon?
I do think it. He was a little tired toward the end of the season. That's not from him. That's just my assessment. But I will say this. I mean, he did find the fountain of youth. No one in baseball can believe that he can play at the level at which he plays. And in some ways, offensively getting better at this stage of his career with the amount of innings he puts in. Now, he's a leader on that team. And if I'm the manager, I'm going to do like Mike Schilt does and listen to Yadi, because he's usually going to steer you in the right direction. But I would say, I don't think he's going to have a decline next year. But if I were managing, I would insist on him taking a game or two more, just so you put that in the bank, so maybe there's more left at the end.
Yeah, that makes sense. What about Mike Schilt? This body of work that he's put together, having this whole season, the 2019 season, is definitely Schilt's season. He seems to know how to work with these players, how to motivate these players. And I'd say that the results they show over the course of the season. Is he going to be a long-term manager in St. Louis?
I think he will. I mean, the record will determine that. There's no question about that. But to me, I think he stayed with his guys. You know, he's loyal. He's all about relationships. Hold on, I'm going to let my kid in the car real quick.
Yeah, we have Jim Hayes in car line right now.
That's my son, Tyler. Tyler, in the car, please.
Hi, Tyler. Tyler, get in the car. Do it fast.
Everyone says hello at 97.1.
That's right.
He said hello.
Aw, hi, Tyler.
But I think him showing loyalty and then his players rewarding him by going on a run, I think kind of reaffirms the way he goes about it. And he doesn't throw guys under the bus, and he's really positive. Sometimes I know to the point of frustration for Cardinal fans. But you can't argue with the season that they had, especially where they were. And the thing that stays with me when you talk about Mike Schilt, because you see, it's not just relationships. He gets stuff done. He said, number one, objective, and number two, clean up defense, clean up base running. And we saw that. And so, yeah. He's entrenched. He's in a good spot. Now, you are as good as you've done, you know, recently. What have you done for me lately? I get that. But I think we're going to see a long run from Mike Shelton. I think the Cardinals are going to be very, very good under his watch.
Well, one last question before we let you spend some time with your son there in the car line. We appreciate your time with us today. The offseason will have some awards to hand out, and there have been some very good defensive plays from some of our players this year. Anybody you have your eye on to take home some hardware here in the off season?
Well, if Colton Wong doesn't get a Gold Glove at second base,
then I don't think
they should give out that award anymore. And I've tried to watch as much as I can of other games, and I know there are other good defensive second basemen, but no one compares to Colton Wong. And then let's face it, sometimes a Gold Glove has been an award to honor the best hitter at a defensive position. We've seen some of that. But Colton had a great offensive year, too. And, you know, I just think he's done everything that he could possibly do to show that he's a Gold Glove second baseman. I think Goldschmidt deserves consideration at first base. I think part of the reason why the Cardinals went basically from worst to the best defensively, at least in some of the metrics, is he makes a lot of those scoops at first base and a lot of those little plays that you're not going to read headlines about, and overall has been so consistently good defensively that he's made the Cardinals a better defensive team. So I think he should get a look there as well. And, you know, Harrison Bader, I think, if he got a full season, would be a candidate. But, you know, he was in and out. But I think he's a guy to watch for in the future. And if you look at, you know, I think Cardinal fans will admit this too. I don't care who's out there. You just feel better about the game when Harrison Bader's in center field from a defensive standpoint. Now, He's got to hit better, and he knows that.
Yeah. Well, lots to work on in the off season. It was a great season. Didn't end the way we wanted it to, certainly, but it was fun to watch. And it's always fun to watch your interviews and the way you personalize the experience for the Cardinals fan watching on Fox Sports Midwest. So we're always grateful to have you on here as well, Jim. Thank you so much.
Well, it's been fun, you know, coming on your show. And just know, I always thank Cardinal fans, except for a handful of cranks on Twitter. Cardinal fans have always been really supportive, and I know the players appreciate it. So I always thank the Cardinal fans, and thank you guys for having me on.
Absolutely. Jim, tell your son hello, and we'll let you go be dad, and thanks for being with us today.
See you guys. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. On Twitter, at the Cat on Fox. I actually love that he's in Carline right now.
I do, too.
That makes me really happy.
He's great.
Yeah, and being able to have a conversation with somebody who knows these people on a human level, I think, is wonderful, too. So go tweet at him, at the Cat on Fox. Tell him thanks for coming on the Andy Frey Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.